Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Thursday, the 28th day of October, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours today, going into overdrive. We have a lawyer, Dustin Zaks, who was quoted in the Wall Street Journal as being one of the major law firms that first won victories against the big mortgage firms and began to expose in the last 3 years the systemic endemic fraud at the heart of the mortgage system. The fact that they're scamming you with all the fees they add, the fact that they don't have the deed chain of custody. We're going to have him on coming up in an hour and a half today, Dustin Zaks. Look, I know we've got big election news and we've got economic news. We're going to cover all that, too. It's just this mortgage issue is coming down like a ton of bricks, and it illustrates the fraud of Wall Street in this corrupt system. So Dustin Zaks is going to be joining us. There's a key article in the Wall Street Journal I saw a week ago back on October 21st, and in the next few weeks we're going to get multiple lawyers on that are quoted in here. They've got three different law firms and then several separate individual lawyers who have been successfully keeping people in their houses in some cases for 6 years after foreclosure begins. 6 years. We've been doing other research on the lawyers and pro se litigants and people that are having success against the banksters. That doesn't mean there's some silver, all-powerful bullet that will give you 100% victory. But we know if you go to the average real estate law firm, they will just take your money and do absolutely nothing. And so I thought I would go over some of the tactics that are actually working and expose the fraud. And that means even if you are paying for your house, you're not upside down, but you were cheated on the fees and things and the closing cost, you've got an issue. Or if they've sold your loan over and over again, they may try to come in and repossess it later even though you own your house. That's the issue. This isn't just people by the 100,000+ on average for the last year and a half straight, 100,000 a month out of their houses with foreclosures. It isn't just those people. It's everybody, because they've destroyed the property deed system, the common law system, by design, the evidence shows, but it could backfire on these people. But it's niche lawyers spawned housing fracas is the detailed article out of the Wall Street Journal that quotes these different lawyers that have been successful. In some cases, for 6 years, keeping people in their houses. 6 years without a payment. I think that's big. And the issue is, why are they able to do that? Because there's so much fraud involved. And then, of course, we're going to do part two, or now part three, of our interview in studio with Randy Kelton, a pro se individual. When I've been doing my research on this, who's following some of the same tactics and going off the research of the successful pro se litigants and lawyers, but also adding a twist to it for going for fraud lawsuits, getting on the offensive against the banks, not just fighting them in court using these systems to keep your house, but getting on the offensive. And some other lawyers are doing that as well. So we're going to spend several hours on this subject today. That said, I want to blitz through some of the most important news when we get back. And then for the next hour and a half, we're going to have nothing but wide open phones. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I want to get your take on the economy, on the dirty politics, on the election fraud news coming in all over the nation. We're going to be covering it all today. On the other side of this quick break, the economic news is amazing. The police state news is amazing. We're going to be breaking it all down today. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, let me just run over an overview of some of the news I've got here in front of me, and then we're going to just take your phone calls because I know people are chomping at the bit to talk about all the electronic voting machine fraud, the ballots not sent to the military, or the ballots lost, all of the news that's unfolding on the economy front, a bunch of health news, police state news, war news, it's all coming up. But I just want to commend and salute the listeners of this radio/TV transmission, because you made our two search terms yesterday, number one and number two respectively, and both of the terms traded places back and forth for the number one and number two slot throughout the evening yesterday. One of them was Conway cover-up, or Jack Conway, the Democratic candidate for Senate in Kentucky, the hottest race in the nation besides Engel and Reed in Nevada. That became the number one search term and generated a lot of coverage, and several newspapers did pick it up, and hundreds of blogs. So we've got a chance, if you keep getting that information out about the obstruction of justice that's admitted by his brother and others that Conway warned with the narcotics investigation there in Kentucky of his brother, a fellow prosecutor. He, of course, is the attorney general. That became the number one search term and was the number one search term off and on throughout the evening. Also, 911 cover-up, dealing with all of these NIST videos they suppressed now that have been released that detail bombs going off in Tower 1, 2, and 7, including the New York FBI director talking about it on video. We know why they tried to suppress this information. So great job to everybody out there that got the word out on that. It's our job now to contact the media, the TV stations, the radio stations, to send them this information, because it's come out in a few Kentucky newspapers a week ago, but gotten almost no attention until you spread the word about it yesterday. Here's the headline for the article we need to get out to everybody. Conway cover-up, media ignores admitted obstruction of justice. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com is where you will find that article. And it's now been picked up by some other newspapers like Salem News and others. Drug issues plague Attorney General Jack Conway on Kentucky's bid for U.S. Senate. That's just some of the headlines that are out there right now. And I'll recap that story coming up. But you notice that talk about Aqua Buddha from 30 years ago in college with Rand Paul here in Texas. Talk of him not being a doctor, which is admitted to be a lie, that is still at fever pitch. I've been monitoring television and radio, and I know you have been as well, many of you. That's all you hear about. You wouldn't think the depression's a problem, the open borders are a problem, the takeover by the federal government of the Internet through cybersecurity is a problem. You wouldn't think the systemic total mortgage fraud is a problem. The Federal Reserve announcing devaluation of the dollar, that's not a problem. The problem is that a woman reportedly ran up towards Rand Paul, and we didn't have the video of this because the Move On people had edited it, but the witnesses said she charged up to him in his vehicle trying to throw something in his face. And now for about a day and a half, the video has been on the web, big articles yesterday and today at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com dealing with this. And its new video shows Move On activists attempting to assault Rand Paul. And to touch someone is an assault. But his car is rolling at about 3-4 miles an hour. She runs up in her wig and begins trying, with the open window, to shove the sign in. And her arms are hanging in the car. And Rand Paul is flailing. And, I mean, what do you think would happen if you ran up to Jack Conway's car? I would suspect if police were around, they'd grab you, throw you to the ground, and jump on top of you, because they don't know if you've got a gun or what you're planning. This is a highly charged national situation. I mean, was she going to could someone have run up like with what happened with other famous political campaigns, and things could get really nasty after that point? And I'm not defending the guy that puts his foot on her shoulder to hold her down. And then she tries to move and he puts a little more pressure. He did not stomp her. And I'm still saying that I think it was wrong what he did and was excessive. But we're conditioned in this public of the image of police taking somebody to the ground where they jump on their head with their knees or, put their foot on your head or put their foot on your hand if you're resisting. And sure, in some cases it's excessive. But the issue here is the media, Move On, and George Soros outfits like Huffington Post, they came out and they tried to imply that she'd done nothing and it was a lie by Rand Paul supporters that she ran up and tried to shove something in the car in his face. And they said it's ridiculous. She walked up nicely to show him the sign. Well, that's not what happened. And if you're a radio listener, just get to a computer and go up to PrisonPlanet.com. New video shows Move On activists attempting to assault Rand Paul. And here's the issue. The media takes non-issues and hypes them up, but then when you've got Jack Conway and his brother, Matt Conway, who's a prosecutor, his brother's the attorney general, there's a narcotics investigation of trafficking and use. They're planning to raid his house. And the detectives go and tell him that they're coming and tell him, get yourself clean and get yourself ready. Those are quotes out of the mainline Courier-Journal a detailed report from the police reports. They then warn his brother. His brother has meetings with these people, the attorney general. And they go ahead and have the raid on the house. 2 days later, nothing's found. Then the detectives are questioned by other detectives, and they admittedly, in the newspaper, they admit, this is admitted, that they lie. And they say, we're sorry we lied. We just think Matt Conway's a good guy and this wasn't true, so we warned him. Gee, we hope we don't lose our jobs. One guy says, I know I won't be in narcotics for sure now. And, of course, Conway's brother had to resign from the county where he was the prosecutor over this. And that was actually last year. This cover-up's just coming out now in the last month because there's still a criminal investigation that's open on the detectives lying. Will it just be disciplinary or will they get in trouble? Will they actually get fired or will they be indicted? And according to my understanding of the law and many other lawyers and police that I've talked to on air and off air since yesterday, that is the only move they can have is a criminal indictment of these people because they've admitted they've done it. So you have bona fide, real, hardcore corruption. We don't know about the narcotics because he got tipped off. But we know that they were basically aiding and abetting him to evade an ongoing investigation. We know that they then lied to investigators. We now know that they were basically colluding to do this, and we know that his brother, the Attorney General Jack Conway, was involved. Now, this came out in the Courier Journal and other major publications a week ago, just a couple newspapers, and it's never gotten any attention since. And that's why the mainstream media is so discredited and is losing their credibility and is falling apart. Because people know that a guy putting his foot on a lady is nothing compared to the attorney general and his prosecutor brother and a bunch of detectives frustrating a narcotics investigation. That is obstruction of justice, bare minimum. It's aiding and abetting, bare minimum. And they admit this now. And they admit they lied during the onset of the investigation to other police investigators with the county and the state. So this is very, very serious. And it's even more serious that you can't get this to become a national news story. We're trying right now. It's a very close race with Rand Paul. And after all the false accusations they've slung at Rand, after all the lies, after Conway implied that he's soft on drugs and somehow involved with drugs, and you know, talked about supposed marijuana smoking 30 years ago, now to know he's covering up a narcotics investigation of his brother and blocking investigations and warning him when he's the attorney general, I mean, this is very serious. And this hypocrite needs to be defeated next week, bare minimum. And we need to get these articles we've written that are linked to all the mainstream news articles about it, so people aren't going to be in denial about this, and get it out to everyone. But right now, I'm going to play the audio for radio listeners, but the video's up on prisonplanet.com. Here is this MoveOn.org paid political mercenary charges through a crowd of supporters, bust through the security, just as the Rand Paul supporters had said 3 days ago on the eve of the last debate, bust through them. That's why I told Rand he shouldn't go to the debate. There was going to be some type of setup. And sure enough, there was. I would have not gone to that last debate, and I've been on record saying that. But other minds prevailed in the campaign. They didn't listen to me and many others. So, fine. In fact, I think he ought to quit even campaigning for now and ought to hide out. I mean, there's no telling what they're going to do to him in the next 4 days. But whatever. Everybody knows more than me, so they do what they want. The point is, his supporters and security told the truth about her busting through. Imagine a woman busts through security, runs up, starts cramming a sign in the window of a moving car. Let's go ahead and play that clip. Here it is. Imagine a woman in a wig busts through security, runs up to a moving car going 3 miles an hour, tries to cram it through the window, not once, not twice, three times. It's in there in Rand Paul's face. I mean, obviously, they thought she could have been somebody with a gun or something. So I don't think it's excessive force now that you look at it. They didn't know what she had. She was acting like somebody trying to bum rush him, some kind of lunatic, which was exactly what she wanted. When they were taking her down, she was smiling. She thought, mission accomplished. They're going to beat up a girl.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the grab-and-go emergency food supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your grab-and-go emergency food supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-go emergency food supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
Okay, here's the deal. I haven't gotten into the economy yet. I haven't gotten into the military news, but it's all coming up. But I said I was going to make a lot of phone calls today, so we're going to go ahead and launch into your calls right now. Carolyn in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Pleasure to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you about something that's really upsetting me. I went to work the other day. I work at a small northeast Tennessee hospital. I'm a nurse, and they were telling us that we have to take, it's mandatory to take the flu shot, and I said, no, there is no law saying that we have to take the flu shot. And they said they've written it into their employee handbook that you have to take the shot, and as an afterthought, they say, well, you can have an allergic or a religious out on it, but if you don't take the flu shot, you have to wear a mask.
Yeah, that's standard procedure. And so the implication here is now the flu that's always been here is so deadly that you can't work basically anywhere. They want to phase it in without taking any and all vaccines that the drug makers push on us, even though last year we were confirmed to be exactly right about how it was ineffective, dangerous, and the flu itself was extremely weak. And so this is the intimidation going on with basically people involved in the infrastructure, in hospitals, in government, police, fire folks. And it's terrible. They are attempting to force it on you. But notice, just like with public schools and colleges and hospitals, they come to you up front and lie to you and don't even let you know there's an exemption to their policy itself, not a law. And they just say you must do it to make you feel like you're isolated and powerless. The good news is they actually passed laws in Massachusetts and New York last year to make you take it. But those laws were found to be unconstitutional, and other regulations were found to be illegal and unconstitutional. So they're trying to make you do this. But you know what? You can print off, just search the term, study shows H1N1 shot lowers immunity, doubles chances of contracting regular seasonal flu. And you will get the Canadian, the British, and the U.S. government's own studies that they found in trials last year, that it actually lowers your immunity and increases your chance of getting the flu. So how about you pass that out to other coworkers instead of, see, Carolyn, we can't just individually fight this because then we're isolated. We have to always get on the offensive and get others riled up about this so that there's more of us. We either push back against these people and get on the offensive, or we're always on the defensive and are only going to lose ground. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, this was what drives me crazy, because I'm telling people stuff and I'm printing a bunch of junk off from Mike Adams' site. He wrote so many good articles, and in fact, the mask doesn't work. It doesn't even protect you against the flu virus.
No.
He had a great article on that.
The government admits that the flu virus is so small that no mask, unless it's a full respirator over your whole face, stops it, or the virus just goes into your eyes. But let's stop there. If we search right now on the search engine, study H1N1 vaccine doubles chances of getting regular flu, you're not just going to have Alex Jones or Mike Adams writing about it, who are great guys. You know, Mike's a great guy. I do my research. You're going to have the major government studies. So that's 100% fact. How dare them try to give you a shot that destroys your immunity?
Exactly, and all we need is to go out and get some sunshine.
Well, that is
vitamin D.
Exactly. There's no silver bullet, but sunshine is the absolute total key. I appreciate your call. Also getting a lot of other vitamins. Let's go ahead and talk to Jonathan in Kansas. Jonathan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I have some videos for you.
Okay.
I have one of Harry Reid basically flip-flopping. And basically, this is an old video. Let's see. Well, I'll get back to that. But there's one on YouTube.
Well, just remember, Jonathan, a lot of people don't know who you're talking about. Terry Reid was a CIA contractor at MENA with Bill Clinton and others when they were shipping in the cocaine. And he wrote Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA, and I interviewed him. He's in my film Police State 2, The Takeover, and he talks about government narcotics trafficking.
I met Harry Reid, the senator. Harry Reid was basically saying that he opposed birthright citizenship, and basically it's on YouTube right now.
Well, of course, he's always flip-flopping. But stay there. I want you to be able to finish your point, Jonathan. When we come back on the other side, then we're going to talk to Andre, Perry, Chris, and others, 1-800-259-9231. What's your take on all this election fraud that's admittedly?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to take 20, 30, 40 phone calls. I'm going to give each caller 1 minute. I'm going to try to not give you long-winded answers so we can get to the next person on the election, the economy, all of the electronic voting machine fraud coming out all over the nation, mainstream headlines like, you know, a Democratic voter fraud, pandemic. I mean, it is just everywhere. It is out of control, and the system is scared. It came out last week that there are big memos inside the mainline Republican Party about how the rhinos plan on taking control of this Patriot Revolution. So we're being attacked from two different angles. But the big enemy is the establishment Democrats who openly support Obamacare, the open borders, and all the rest of it. We need to take over the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. And you see a lot of Democrats coming out and saying they're against Obamacare, they're against open borders, really starting to flip-flop. And they're doing that because they're desperate. And I've seen Democratic Party strategists on television praising this, saying they're doing what they have to win. Don't worry, they're lying to people. Well, if they are lying, once they get into office, we'll have them on record and we'll know. This process of throwing the bums out has just begun. This is a major political realignment. This is not business as usual. And we're not going to extricate ourselves from this mess overnight. It's going to take time. Now, Jonathan, you're talking about Harry Reid, the head senator from Nevada, in deep trouble, way behind in the polls, but magically in the most populous county, magically the voting machines, according to mainstream news we covered yesterday, are flipping the votes. You can't vote for Sharon Angle there. But you were talking about a video, I haven't seen this, of saying he now opposes birthright anchor baby status?
No, he does not now oppose it, but in 1993 he did. Type into YouTube, hypocrite Harry Reid. And what you find is Harry Reid saying that no sane country would permit birthright citizenship. So you have hypocrisy from him. He'll attack you, say you're a racist or whatever, but he held the same views at one time, and he never really...
Well, Jonathan, I appreciate your call. Hypocrite Harry Reid will YouTube it right now. Look, Mexico shoots illegals that come into their country, and I think that's wrong. Other Latin Americans... Mexico is one of the most corrupt, oppressive, draconian nations on earth. No country allows just unlimited illegal immigration and then allows their children to become citizens and gives them welfare. The globalists want to do this to bankrupt the country. Remember, the bankers like the debt to go up because they basically create this money out of nothing but then gain the whole world through the fraud. And I know that all of you understand that, but we have to get that message out to the general public. Doesn't matter what color you are, this country is going to Hades in a handbasket if we do not do something about the open borders now. The globalists are for open borders, hence I'm against it. Andre in Florida, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
I was wondering, thank you. Yeah, I was wondering, like, you know, if... You know, we could do antitrust legislation to break up some of these big companies. Wouldn't that do something to alleviate the unemployment? Wouldn't we get rid of, like,
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, wouldn't we, you know, there's, what, 8 million people who are unemployed? Wouldn't we, if we broke up companies like Time Warner and Bank of America, wouldn't that do something to create jobs for people?
It probably would, but the first companies that need to be broken up aren't Time Warner. It's things like J.P. Morgan Chase. It's companies like Bank of America. It's companies like Goldman Sachs. That's the top of the pyramid. Actually, companies like Time Warner, though I don't like them and they're globalist, actually hire a lot of people. I mean, the big oligopolies and cartels that we have are the insurance companies. And the big banks. But that's a very good point, Andre. Anything else?
Yeah, it's just that I was saying that they have a lot of influence, you know, based on the fact that they own so many subsidiaries, they have so much control of media, you know, it's hard to get different opinions out into the, you know, out to the public.
No, you're absolutely right. And speaking of another issue, and I appreciate your call, I was just looking at one of the headlines on Infowars.com. Sharon Angle's top campaign lawyer has given a press conference openly saying Reid intends to steal this election. And I agree. We are seeing fraud right out in the open. This is amazing. In fact, guys, I didn't see that in my stack. Will you print that for me? Thank you. It's one of the tiles on Infowars.com. Thank you. There's also a video that accompanies it. There it is, Las Vegas Sun. Angle campaign attorney. Reid intends to steal this election if he can't win it outright. Let's go ahead and talk to Perry in Arizona. Perry, you're on the air.
Hey there. How's it going?
Good.
Just a few points. So I'll go as fast as I can. Last year, a couple days before Halloween, I'm in the Phoenix metro area, and the sky was absolutely pinstriped with the chemtrails. And it was a few days before, so... How long does it take for that stuff to get down on the ground for our little toddlers to go trick-or-treating? And they're kicking it up, and they're lower, you know, and they're breathing all that aluminum in and things like that. So just for people to pay attention a couple days before Halloween to see if those stripes are going to be doing that to our kids again. And then I suggest a hazmat suit for a Halloween costume then, if that's the case, of course. But, you know, I saw that, what in the world are they spraying? And, you know, the pilots can't keep flying the same missions over and over again, you would think. You know, they would be affected with that aluminum, too. So do they transfer them a few days before they fall ill and die? Or, you know, who's flying these planes is what a question that I have through watching that film. And I think the bailout money is where the money has come from for all this aluminum. I don't know if that's true. I have no basis for it. But,
well, Perry, I appreciate your call. For those that don't know, we're carrying the film, What in the World Are They Spraying?, dealing with the admissions of a giant, secretive geoengineering campaign that's been going on for at least 16, 17 years. They kept most of it classified until the last 2 years. And this stuff doesn't kill you overnight. It builds up and bioaccumulates in the body. And that's why you're seeing degenerative diseases of the brain now striking more and more young people. It's just epidemic levels. It's part of a larger program. And there's a lot of different programs that are going on in tandem. But if folks want to get the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying?, it's available at Infowars.com, and I suggest you also see my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You can also call toll-free to get the film, 888-253-3139. Let's go ahead now and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Georgia. Chris, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
Incredible. I keep looking for intellectual compromise on your part, but I can't find any. You're incredible. Listen, about a couple of things I'd like to ask, but may not get time. I am concerned about something that I feel that you're missing on the Obamacare subject. And I feel like you've covered, you know, the insurance, the scam that it all is fairly well. But Nancy Lord was Ron Paul's running mate, I believe, in 1988 as vice presidential candidate. And I heard her say one time at a table some years after that election, she slandered the glass down on the table and said, the American Medical Association is a criminal racket. She is a medical doctor and a bar-sanctioned attorney. I am kind of wondering why I've never heard the phrase American Medical Establishment, you know, discussed on your show, and you talking about the inside workings of them. Len Horowitz, who you've had on there before, has a whole history of the American Medical Association, and
sure. Hey, Chris. Listen, I don't know how often you listen to the show, but we talk about the American Medical Association being on the payroll of the Rockefeller Foundation and others constantly. We talk about how the average doctor means well and is compartmentalized and doesn't see the big picture. And we just endlessly have medical doctors on like Russell Blaylock, Sherry Tenpenny, Ron Paul himself, to talk about the corruption in the medical system. I've talked about the death panels. I've talked about the insurance companies writing it, writing the legislation. I've talked about every facet. You must be missing the show. But I appreciate your call, Chris. I mean, I can't really apologize for something I haven't done because you said I keep looking for you to be, you know, intellectually dishonest or something. Who cares who I am? I mean, who cares? I mean, I know I'm a good person, but what does that have to do with what we're all going to do against this corruption? I mean, I'll be honest with you, folks. I'm exhausted today. Every second of this radio show is hell right now for me. It's not like that most days, but every once in a while, you know, I get really tired. I probably only had 8-9 hours sleep in the 3 days I was in California. And I'm very tired. And I'm here taking your phone calls, covering the news. You know, I mean, if I talk about a subsection of a bill, you can go check it out. It's up to you to go look it up. If I talk about Jack Conway, the attorney general, covering up for his brother and the detectives warning him and the detectives admitting they lied and the fact that this is obstruction of justice, I mean, you can go read mainstream news articles we're linked to. If I talk about mortgage fraud and corruption, you know, we have experts on about it. I mean, here's an example of the type of stuff we cover. Okay. Research proves gender-bending chemicals affect reproduction. And it gets into bisphenol A. This is by University of Exeter. Okay, and it says, research proves gender-bending chemicals affect reproduction. And then the university report goes on to add to all the other big stacks of reports and medical studies that bisphenol A feminizes boys and hyperfeminizes girls. It makes girls go into puberty early. It makes boys go into it late and be feminized. And they've done studies on frogs, on alligators, but also on mammals, on guinea pigs and rats. And I put a video out explaining that one reason men are feminized and get confused sexually, I'm not saying in every case, that's not the only reason, you know, I'm not even, when I cover this, I'm not even making a moral judgment. I'm just stating what the research shows. These chemicals in amphibians actually make them have both sexual organs. And then they, literally it had to be 75 or more articles a month ago demonizing yours truly for making, you know, these joke headlines. Alex Jones says juice boxes make you gay. No, I warned parents and said bisphenol A lines most juice boxes and it will hurt your girls and hurt your boys. And then I read studies about it. And then it all becomes Alex Jones is a kook. Alex Jones is a nut. Alex Jones says juice boxes make you gay. All I did was read university reports about it giving women breast cancer, leading to men having testicular cancer, lowering men's normal testosterone, upping women's estrogen. But instead of all those people addressing something that's hurting them and their own families, it's just easier to make a joke about Alex Jones. So I don't care. That's fine. But it's like an imprinted thing in America that if anybody sticks their head up to warn anybody, well, let's judge them. And it's just frustrating because all we talk about is how the American Medical Association is corrupt. I mean, you must have never listened to the show to make a statement like that. But whatever. I mean, you got to call in and talk about it. And again, it's not that I don't like being criticized. I could care less. It's that I just don't get it. I mean, I just don't even understand it. Let's go ahead and talk to Kathy in Michigan. Kathy, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I'm a longtime listener and a first-time caller. And I have a little thing here that I received, and what you just said, that's so true. Because people, you know, we know who's putting the kibosh on what you're saying and twisting the words. So, you know, that's just a given, and you don't even need to waste your time talking about it. I have this thing that we received in the mail. We filled out the short form census, and then all of a sudden we get this thing in the mail, and they want us to fill out the American Community Survey put out by the U.S. Census Bureau.
And it's got 40-something questions. What type of toilet do you have? Do you own guns? There's different variants of it. And under the Fifth Amendment, you don't have to fill it out, but let me guess, it's got a little note on it threatening you with criminal penalties if you don't.
Yeah, Title 13 U.S. Code, Section 141.
All lies. It's been thrown out in federal court in 2000, thrown out in federal court this year. It's complete and total lies, and no one's been prosecuted for it. Just all lies. It's not real.
It threatens you and imposes a penalty for not answering the questions, but some of the questions are so... are you in emotional condition or you have difficulty concentrating? What does that have to do with how many people are in the country?
Well, that's so they can send CPS to your house. Oh, we show you have children. You're having emotional problems. CPS is there to take your children. Number one, ma'am, you pointed out you already filled out the census. How many people live there? That's the law. Every 10 years, it goes back to Leviticus. Okay, it's for congressional appropriation. It's for the how many members of the House of Representatives your state gets. Okay, so now you get another one. Let me tell you what the census has announced they're going to do. They want to phase in monthly census forms for all Americans, and just like they try to train you to go into naked body scanners to see if they can get away with it, or they try to give you forced inoculations to see if they can get away with it, or they try to take your house when it's paid for to see if they can get away with it, or the Federal Reserve steals tens of trillions to see if they can get away with it, and Jack Conway obstructs a narcotics investigation of his brother to see if he can get away with it. They just see what they can get away with. And I didn't fill anything out. Let me tell you what I did with the census. I didn't fill anything out. I didn't tell them how many lived there because it was attached to a fraudulent document threatening me with jail if I didn't tell them my emotional state. So because they added the lawful questions in with criminal questions, the entire document's a stinking fraud. Okay, so here I am. I haven't vaccinated any of my children. Okay? I haven't filled out any of the census forms. I filter my water. I don't drink fluoride water. You don't like it, scumbag government? You know what you can do. Sorry, go ahead, ma'am.
Well, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to know if you heard of that second survey thing.
Of course,
they
did it. Yeah, and listen, if you fill it out, they'll go, we got a chump. Then you'll start getting a yearly and then a monthly one. They are training this. They are training everyone to constantly answer scumbag government questions. Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. I just wanted to bring that to, you know, attention of the public that there's more to the census than just the census. Now they're sending some households, including yours, will receive this. But I know why, because of who we listen to, you know?
Well, they're sending it out all over the place. But, ma'am, I appreciate your call. Look, you make your own decision about it. But, you know, you fill out one, here comes another. Now fill this out. You know, pretty soon they're at your door saying, hey, come over to my house and mow my lawn. I'm the government. You know what? Lick my boots. You know, I'm the government. I make the sun come up. I make the grass grow. I'm the government. What will we do without the scumbag government working for foreign bankers? More calls straight ahead.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
We've got that Harry Reid clip from the mid-90s on the floor of the Senate talking about anchor babies and how insane it is. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But I meant to get into this yesterday, and later I'll tell the story in more detail if I have time, but I want to go back to your phone calls. But we flew out of California from our visit to Santa Cruz. We flew into San Francisco, and the lady at the rent car place was interrogating everybody or Homeland Security. And then when we flew out in San Jose, they had naked body scanners in the security checkpoints. And I sat there because Aaron had to unpack the cameras and stuff and then repack them to go through. That took about 10 minutes. And we got coffee and sat there for another 10 minutes right in front of the checkpoint watching who they ran through the naked body scanners. I did not see one man run through it. All I saw was women. And I'm sure that's because they've had such a rebellion against it, that's admitted, that they know women are more pliant. And I watched the women put their hands up and go in circles and be scanned. It was the type where they stand between two machines and it beams them with the radiation. And then I watched children, 5, 6, 7 years old, put through it. And it violates U.S. child porn laws, British child porn laws. That's mainstream news. But it's one thing, as I always say, to intellectually know what these scanners are doing, but to sit there and to watch it and to know the government stages the terror attacks, to know it's all part of training us to do anything they tell us, it was very painful. And I had some TSA people walk over to where I was sitting. They had a coffee place right to the checkpoint while I sat there on a bench, bugging their eyes out at me, like, why are you looking at this? And I just didn't care, and they went away. I'm not supposed to watch them scanning the women. And the women would pliantly smile and grovel and do whatever they're told. I mean, this country is just in so much trouble. And you're never putting my children through them, ever. I'm not going to submit. I don't travel now on the airlines with my family because I'm not going to give you the chance to have your way with them. And the government says, that's fine, Mr. Jones. We're putting them in all the state and federal courthouses, mobile vans. They're going to go in malls. They're announcing, we're going to make you bathe in radiation. We're going to record your naked body. We don't care what you say. And we're going to go on staging terror attacks and blaming it on the American people. You know, that's the message. And it's just going to get worse from here on out if we don't stand up and say no. Here's Harry Reid. Now he's all for anchor babies and open borders and amnesty, but here he is in 1993. Here it is.
If making it easy to be an illegal alien isn't enough, how about offering a reward for being an illegal immigrant? No sane country would do that, right? Guess again. If you break our laws by entering this country without permission and give birth to a child, we reward that child with U.S. citizenship and guarantee a full access to all public and social services this society provides. And that's a lot of services. Is it any wonder that two-thirds of the babies born at taxpayer expense at country, county-run hospitals in Los Angeles are born to illegal alien mothers?
And if you say that today, Harry Reid says you're a racist. But there he was, 1993, a new senator. And that's how he got elected, was talking like that. But once he got in, he's going along with the globalist plan to bring down this country. We are in a fight for the hearts and minds of the American people right now. They're ready to be awakened like they've never been before. And it's up to us to continue to expose these creatures and to reveal their hypocrisy. And we're doing a great job of it. You're doing a great job of it. That's why they're moving to start shutting down the internet and free speech as we know it. But I believe we're going to defeat these criminals. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.